for, you know, reasons of both the like limitations of hours in a day and also the fact that it's run by a monster. So I'm good without that, but we have been watching AEW and really enjoying it. And if you want to get into wrestling, it's a pretty good time to do it. Jump on in and we can talk about it. Yeah, it's been good. I don't have anything specific to talk about necessarily, other than there's some just really fun storytelling happening in AEW right now. And if you like wrestling, you should check it out. The other stuff, I've been on another found footage kick. I watched Project MK Hex, Faye, the Andy Baker tape, and Don't Peek. Some pretty solid and entertaining found footage horror movies. Project MK Hex is very ambitious and sometimes maybe too big for its britches, but I had fun watching it. And interesting thing to me is streaming service Tubi has become a real like home for horror in particular. Good and bad, you know, it's not all masterpieces, but it is really interesting to see this place that you can go to find little known and pretty interesting horror. So if you're a horror fan, and in particular a found footage horror fan, but I think in general, Tubi is free, and this is not a sponsored thing. They do not pay me, but they should. And it's pretty cool. There's some pretty neat stuff on there. There is good, like, general movies too, but, you know, as I said, I'm a bit of a horror head, so that's been my focus. So, you know, and then, of course, we've been watching on, dropout.tv, not a free service, subscription service, but the only streaming service I pay for. We've been watching Gladlands, which is a post-apocalyptic Mad Max game of sort of tabletop RPG, but what if everybody tried their best to be kind? And it's been a lot of fun to watch, too. Great cast, and if you're familiar with Dimension 20, you know what it is, and if not, it's watching people play different tabletop role-playing games, but they are extremely gifted comedians and improvisers and provide some of the best emergent storytelling that I've ever seen. So worth it. Worth checking out for sure. And that they've got some really great programs on there that aren't just the D&D show, but that tends to be people's in. But anyway, if you're a dropout head, let me know. I want to hear from you. Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, those are the things that I have been watching and listening to. I'm falling behind. I've been trying to listen to the fourth campaign of Critical Role, but I've fallen a bit behind on that, but that's all right. There's always time to listen to stuff. And music-wise, it's been relatively slow, so it's been a lot of hit and shuffle on the old iTunes or Apple Music library. As well, I'm kind of in the process of making music, so I tend to get a little fixated in there sometimes, too. So I want to hear from you. What have you been listening to, playing? What do you recommend? What are you reading? What kinds of things are you using to find some escape and to find some calm and peace? I would love to know. So you should email me at syrupmoosterecords@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook if you want. Send me messages there. I'm there as Megafauna, the Megafauna. So, you know, I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear your recommendations. And like I said, if you want to be book friends, I'm on Storygraph as Old Cryptid. I'm also on Letterboxd as Old Cryptid. If you want to be movie friends, we could be all those things for each other. As I'm texting, my wife is sending me texts of the cats snuggling, and it's too much for me to bear. They're just so freaking sweet. Anyway, we are going to play another song. This one is by an artist called My Name is Blue Sky. The song is called Down Your Path. And you know me, I like to keep it weird, so we're going to keep it weird. And we will be back for the last chunk of the show after this. Thanks for listening. Here we go.
Rewind, it's time.
Zed's dead with Imanu and Mikla with Runaway. Maybe Michaela. Interesting. Before that, you heard Soli Vale with Prey. And before that, you heard My Name is Blue Sky with Down Your Path. And we are here in the final minutes of episode 97 of Syrup Moose Radio. I am deeply and eternally grateful that you listen to this show. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope that there is something about it that keeps you coming back. If you come back, if this is your first time, I hope you will come back next week. This is when we do plugs and stuff, things that are happening, things that are coming up, things that are whatever. So, first and foremost, you can find everything that I am doing and thinking about doing on themarsh.ca. That is where everything lives, all of my projects, all of the music that I've been making, all the music I'm releasing, because Syrup Moose Records is back in swing. And so themarsh.ca, if you want to know what's happening with me, I am relatively good at keeping it up to date. So there's that. You can also, of course, listen to Syrup Moose Radio on 93.9 FM CICK in Smithers, BC. You can also check it out on 90.1 FM CJSF, 102.7 FM CKMS, 88.3 FM CKXU, and 88.7 FM CFUR. I am indescribably grateful to every station who continues to run this show and also has nice things to say about it. Like, it's crazy. I called episode 95 Fuck Ice, and I thought that was going to be a tougher sell, and it did not. It was not. So thank you so much to all of you for your support and your kindness. So the next thing we are going to do here, I'm going to let you know, coming on January 30th, the first release of 2026 from Syrup Moose Records, Twilight Phenomenon with Phases. It is an ambient, very moody tone piece. I hope you will all check that out. And we've just announced coming in February 27th, 2026, Homesick Ghosts with Crossroads, their first release with Syrup Moose Records, and I believe their first full album. I'm very excited to share that with you. It is extremely good. Pre-orders for that start February 1st, and Twilight Phenomenon's Phases releases January 30th. So I hope you will check all those things out. You can find them on Bandcamp or Ampwall, syrupmoose.bandcamp.com or ampwall.com/a/syrupmoose records. Either way, or, and say it with me, you can go to themarsh.ca for links and everything like that. You can also check out my recent live album, 2025. That is a Megafauna release. Came out end of December. I think it's pretty fun, and I hope you will go check it out. The Megafauna on Bandcamp or Ampwall. Or, and let me say it again, themarsh.ca. That is where all of the stuff is. You can also find me on Blue Sky if you would like. I am there. Still getting used to there. It's xadaa.bsky.social. You will find me. I am listed as Mother Hot Dog, and that is where you can find me. I'm on Instagram, The Megafauna. I'm on Facebook. I hate being on any and all social media. So, your best bet, in my opinion, head to themarsh.ca, scroll to the bottom and sign up for the newsletter. I send out one email every month, sometimes more, but I try and keep it at one a month. And I think my track record is pretty good so far. So that's that. And if you really want to get supportive, for some reason, you can do so by going to ko-fi.com/themarsh, and you can join for either $1 or $5 a month or more if you're nasty, and support all of the endeavors that are happening currently. That would be very cool as well. And that's just what we're doing. folks, that's what we're doing. We're all over the place. So this has been an episode, I think a decent episode. We have talked about mental health, the ways that it intersects with capitalism, and the ways that we need to do better about supporting each other. And I talked about all the stuff that I listen to and watch and play and read. It's possible that I do too many things, but I'm sure that this part of the show will be shorter or at least less dense as the months go on. So there we go. Whew. Folks, this has been episode 97 of Sierra Moose Radio. I am in the process of doing some planning for episode 100. I still don't 100% know what it's going to be. I would like to do it in the studio, so we'll see if I can make that happen. But I would also love to feature messages from you. If you have enjoyed the show and you want to send something to me that says that, feel free to do so. SyrupMooseRecords@gmail.com. Just 10 seconds, little voice clip, whatever. Whatever you want to do, send me messages and I'll play them on the 100th episode. And I don't know. We'll just have to see. It would be very meaningful, though, if you wanted to send me things. Hearing back from folks really helps for this to not feel like talking or screaming into the void, you know? Like, it is very helpful when there is a response. It goes a long way. So if you want to chat, let's chat. SyrupMooseRecords@gmail.com. You can send me stuff on Instagram if you want. Send me stuff on Blue Sky. I don't really care. The most important takeaway to this is to go to themarsh.ca and sign up for the newsletter, because that would be huge. I think I have like 28 people on it. It's not very much. But, you know, the more people that sign up for it, the less often I'll have to do social media stuff. And I really hate doing social media stuff because it's bad for my mental health. Can you believe it? Anyway, so that's that. Go and check out all the things that I mentioned. Make sure that you check out Phases by Twilight Phenomenon. It's a very cool record. It sounds to me a lot like being lost in space without a tether. And put on your headphones and check it out. We're going to end this episode with a song by Lex Stacy. The song is called With You, I'd Be Closer to God. And I'm pretty sure someone out there who is an elder millennial like me, or I guess I'm not an elder millennial. Maybe I am now. Jesus. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that riff at the beginning is the beginning of Ohio Is for Lovers by Hawthorne Heights. If you know that to be true, let me know, because it sounds very, very much like it. And, you know, if anyone's going to recognize it, it's going to be my millennials. So, yeah, find ways to take care of yourselves over the next week. That is your homework for the week. Do things that are kind to for yourself. Do things that are kind for the people around you. And abolish ICE and defund the police. Obviously, those are also pieces of homework. If someone could just go ahead and do those things, that'd be great. And I know some of you might be thinking, oh, ICE is in the States. It's not a here thing. It could very easily be. Do not ever fall under the assumption that Canada is somehow above that, because we are not. We are seeing in the U.S. usually what happens up here, but a few years early. So be careful, be kind, and you know, do no harm but take no shit. That is the mantra of this show, and of me in general. Do no harm, take no shit, and go to your local library, read a book. You'll be happier for it. All right, thanks folks, back next week. Take it easy.